So in my last audio boo, I talked about I guess more or less the responsibilities of a contractor, and you could see them as disadvantages. For example, you have to be careful with your money. You need to save into your accounts. You have to deal with accounts. You have to deal with a lot more with searching for that next contract, especially in these lean times. The lack of sick pay or holiday pay, and generally lots of new things to deal with. What are the benefits of contracting? I think the biggest benefit that everybody knows of is that contractors are supposed to get earn more than permanent developers. So this doesn't apply, of course, if you go cheap on your rate. And if you think about it, the higher pay of a contractor goes to covering a chest of gold, which is going to cover you for the times when you are on the bench, and it's also going to go into your training budget. So, and sometimes if you are lucky enough, if you are on a good run, like a striker scoring goals, you will accumulate some money, some extra money. So you have to be one of those really good contractors with good networking skills who will go from contract to contract. It's unlikely this will be the case. So apart from extra money and dealing with it, what are the other benefits? The biggest benefit, other benefit that people will have heard of, is the lack of office politics, which is, I suppose, a myth. In 2013. Why do I say that? Because contractors that I know of have to care about the business, especially if they want to be known as good contractors. It's about providing value add now. What value do you provide other than your core skill? And then sometimes that is a good benefit, because contractors are flexible. They have, for example, agile development experience, test-driven development, good object-orientated skills, and other types of contractors who perhaps are in support or testing will provide a variety of skills. And why is that good? It's good because of the if you don't tend to be doing renewals and you tend to move from business to business, you learn different skills on your journey through contracting. You see a lot more of the companies, what they do about their systems, and sometimes there's a magic gem that you will pick up, a certain skill, maybe a database, it might be some new programming language that tends to be useful, especially if you take the type of contract that is not fixing legacy problems. You might find that a necessary skill. The other thing with advantage with a contractor supposedly is that you can take time off, and I can say that at a Christmas time in one contract, I was told to take 10 days off at an investment bank. So that means you can attend, in theory, more conferences, and you can take care more of your time. But be warned that you have to give the usual notices, and sometimes there that is a disadvantage or a plus point. So there are some of the good things about contracting, is that you earn extra money, you can take some time off, or if you need to, you can work less number of days or more number of days, and generally you are free of the office politics, and that could be a good thing. And potentially you see a lot more variety of jobs and companies and what they do.